And show us back in session at 7:04 p.m. Item A, unregistered water well located at 148 Arbor Terrace in Weatherford, Parker County. There's Doug.
All right. Need it there.
Is there anybody here that wishes to speak on this matter?
I believe the landowners are online.
Okay.
Yes, good evening. My husband had to leave to go pick up our kids from daycare. So it's just me. I'm April Yastrom. There are just a few pieces of other information that I wanted to share with the board that I don't think Doug captured in his overview. When the pool was being excavated and the groundwater was discovered, we proceeded with the pump setup on the advisement of our pool contractor, who has been in business for 30 years, who said this is the standard of practice and what they do. They never talked to us about possibly needing permits or any additional registrations in doing this setup. And so we really trusted in what they were telling us. I did call the Groundwater Conservation District around that same time and explain what was happening. And I was told, given the high water table in this area and the fact that there was heavy rainfall recently, that it was kind of expected that we would hit groundwater, but that they thought it would dry up come the summer months. There was never any further advisement of if it doesn't, what to do or not, or anything like that. We also did talk with Parker County Permitting about if we were to collect that water that was being pumped out, what that looked like. And they said, as long as it was on your property, there was no permit required. And so I share that just to show that we did do some due diligence in trying to understand and follow up with the situation. But again, you know, we paid our pool builder quite a lot of money to install this pool and went off of their advisement that this is sort of the plan and what they do when they have to remove water, you know, that's under a pool for structural reasons. I also think it's, you know, important to note that in all of this, once we got that letter, which Doug had up on the screen, we did reach out to understand what was needed. Every email that's been sent, every request that's been made of us, we've been very responsive. We were asked to hire an engineer. Our pool contractor did not have an engineer on staff any longer, as the person they used did retire. And so it took us a little bit of time to find someone that would do a residential assessment. And we paid quite a lot of money to have that report done and that assessment completed. And again, I share that to illustrate that we've been responsive, because once it's brought to our attention that something is not in compliance with the rules of your district, you know, we wanted to do what we could to make it correct and to find resolution. Because that is kind of how we live our lives. You know, we're law-abiding citizens. We're not trying to do something that we know isn't what we should be doing.
Board, have any questions? Doug, do you have a recommendation?
Yeah. Again, I think that the issue is, right, I mean, my big concern is if this is allowed to stay, what's to stop other person out there from digging a 10, 15 foot hole and pumping water all the time? That's a concern as the precedent. Second concern is the proximity to the septic, right? It's too close to the septic. So that's a second concern. I think at the very least, this particular hole that they're using needs to be closed. I'm okay if the board wants to give them time to try to find a solution so they don't lose their pool. But I think the hole that they're using to pump water out of right now ultimately needs to be closed.
Ultimately, that hole is considered a well, correct?
Correct. Okay. Ultimately, that hole is considered a well. And I think it needs to be closed. Now, again, if it's giving them time to find a solution so they don't lose their pool, I think that could be reasonable. But the proximity to the septic, the fact that, you know, it's it's not just is a well, it's being used like a well, right? And if they're allowed to keep it, everybody's going to know pretty soon that they're allowed to keep it. And then how do we tell anybody else no?
May I ask a question?
Certainly. Certainly.
So in the language, because again, in this situation, obviously trying to read over the rules and understand all of these regulations and things is a new area for myself and my husband. But Doug, when you say close the hole, does that mean not removing water that's under the pool? Because the engineer's report is pretty clear to say if that water's not removed, then it could cause structural damage to not only the pool, but then to our residential property, to our driveway. And I mean that's a
Yes,
huge problem.
some places houses shouldn't be built, unfortunately.
Well, and it is, and so we're here. And so if you're recommending that it be closed, I'm just wondering the
So,
liability and the risk to our property is great. And that concerns me. I understand that we can't use the water, but we at least need to be able to safely not have it under our pool.
As I mentioned, I think when I spoke with your husband, we've had another situation almost identical. On the other side of the county, somebody was putting in a pool and they had a pool actually, and they were adding a hot tub, and it caused their they hit a shallow water table and it actually flooded their whole house. And what they did, and as I told your husband, is they had a French drain put in, right? It's not a well. And that's how the water was removed from that pool.
And the other issue that was mentioned is the proximity to the septic system, which puts the groundwater table at risk with your hole being in the proximity of the groundwater system. And that is what Doug's referring to, that at the least that needs to be resolved by relocating that further away from the septic.
Okay. Yes, and when I spoke with
And
him
I
last week,
and we're not in the enforcement of septic, other than we know the TDLR has rules on that that have to be obeyed.
yes, and when I spoke with Doug last week, he did share that piece with me. That's not anything that we were aware of or that we had heard, other than when he shared that with me last week. And I did ask specifically where that was because I hadn't seen it in your regulations and rules. And he did say it was in that separate website. I believe Kyle did share that.
Sorry, one second, April.
That's right.
Do we have the capability in this meeting to see general topography of this area?
Possibly. Kyle, you know where I could find that real quick?
So the topo maps don't get high enough resolution to get down to something decent on that property.
Two.
Yeah,
Sorry.
sure.
Thank you, Kyle.
The topographic maps I tried to find don't show a high enough resolution to really dig in to see what the topography looks like on that property. Honest, quick, and easy way is to literally look at Google Earth, basically, because it can give you a general idea of what the elevation change is. It's fairly accurate. You can see in that area. I believe everything is going to kind of drain toward that property. Directly behind
Behind the,
them,
there a creek back
because there
over
is a creek that runs through it. I haven't actually looked to see and confirm that. I imagine, though, if I had to guess, just based on looking at it on a satellite image and looking at the plat and everything, I imagine it runs toward the street, like slopes toward the street, and it slopes probably back toward the creek on that other gentleman's property. If I had to guess, I don't know about like how much relief you're looking at there, but that's the general gist. But I did try to look for topo maps. I just couldn't find anything that had high enough resolution for it.
Hey, Kyle, come here and show me where it is on
Doug, one concern would be not our responsibility, but one concern is if the property was exceptionally flat, which is Lubbock, they wouldn't have the ability to have a French drain that could relieve the hydrostatic pressure she's concerned about. If there is relief in the back and the water, the topo slopes away from the house and away from the pool, a French drain may be an option for them. Not speaking as an engineer for the district or anything like that, but at this time, my understanding was they did call at the time they were digging the well or digging the pool, asked if they could have a well, and they were told no, they could not.
That is correct.
This has been brought to our attention that they have a well. It's on a lot that's one less than 1 acre. It was platted after 2015 and after our rules went into place.
Correct. No. This say that I'm sorry, I was sitting here looking at this map with Kyle. When the lot was platted, is that what you asked?
No, we understand that the lot was platted in 2015 on a 1 acre lot,
Correct.
which didn't meet county or rural district rules.
Correct.
And they were told they couldn't have a well in that place.
Correct. Yeah, that is what happened. They called, and during that discussion about the water, if it was at that time or if it was a second call, they did ask about getting a well, and that's when they were told no, they didn't meet requirements to have a well.
So it appears based on just a quick and dirty look at this. It,
Try to
um, we're
grab the top of
grab
it. I'm gonna
the
grab the. There you go. Put it away.
other way. Okay. So if you take a look at the elevation on this, I believe this is their lot right here. If you look at the elevation roughly of where the well is located, I believe it's 58 right there. So as you move back toward this lot where the creek is and everything, you're going to see the elevation actually rise right here, approximately 10 feet. So it doesn't look like a French drain would be practical to go that way. However, back toward the drainage up here, you have about a 6 foot elevation change from where their well is to where the street is located, at least based on this, right? You got to take that with a grain of salt because it is Google Earth, but it's going to give you a general idea. Yeah, the creek in question that we were referring to is this low spot that runs right through here, which is, I believe that's 850. I can't see it anymore, but yeah, we're looking at 58 right here, 10 feet or so, but you have to cross all that, so it's not very practical.
Maybe has someone English.
But.
Thank you.
When was your pool put in?
It was put in last February.
February of 24.
Okay. That's why it doesn't show up.
Yes.
Date of it right there. The reason I was asking, the Google Earth didn't show your pool where Kyle was motioning to, but it was shot on February 20th.
Construction, though.
So it's probably
Yeah, you can see it's under
construction.
construction.
Yeah, it's under construction. So, okay. Just making sure we have the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was looking, because our neighbor to our left
Got it.
has a pool, so
Right,
that
and
looks
then, okay.
yeah.
All right.
So there's going to be, looks to me like this is Pool City. The affluence of the neighborhood allows pools to be built.
Yeah. Doug, you have a recommendation?
I get it. It's just the slippery slope for us, right? Because it meets every definition of well, and it meets definition of groundwater. And if they keep it, then they have a well, and everybody in that neighborhood is going to want a well.
Water the lawn with.
And that is to water their lawn, and that's absolutely my concern. I know you guys are giving me a hard time, but I like to try to be con when I talk about consistency, but I like to be consistent, and I just it's hard to tell people no when you've told somebody yes, and That's my concern, right? Is the precedent we would be setting. And I it's not that I don't feel for their situation. I mean, but it puts us in a precarious situation as well. I mean, keeping in mind, we would have never known about this had not been, blasting it on internet about watering their lawn.
Well, and I would like to say I know seeing that up there doesn't portray a very good image of us. And my husband gets excited about landscaping. And so I know on face value that doesn't leave a good taste in your mouth, probably about who we are in the situation. But he just gets excited about the grass and was eager to be able to get it green and growing and is out there mowing and that sort of thing. And I share that just for my own needing to say it, for what you all may think of us after seeing that.
No, that's you're making use of a resource there. You're trying to make lemonade out of lemons there. Do you know if the other people that put in pools ran into surface water like this as well? Drought
No,
problem.
our next door neighbor did not, and he's literally right next to us. Of course, the elevation of the street kind of goes, from the top, it starts to slope down slightly. So he is at a higher elevation and he did
Okay.
not. And they put their pool in before we did. And of course, we didn't know that we would hit the groundwater the way that we did.
Great.
And that is all that we are using the water for is for irrigation for the front and the back lawn. And it gets water twice a week, which I believe is what the recommendation is. And that's it.
Ma'am, is this San Augustine or Bermuda?
I believe it's Bermuda.
That's Bermuda grass.
And I mean, I understand, Doug, your perspective of setting a precedence and the need to be consistent, especially when it comes to what you all do and managing so many counties and people and that sort of thing. I also understand that there are unique situations that don't always fall into being able to put them in categories of, if we allow one, we have to allow all, because I do think this is a unique situation, which I think you've shared that you do agree it's unique.
Manager's recommendation.
I mean, my recommendations, I mean, like I said, I'm okay with giving them time to try to find another solution. The again, even where it's located is problematic, right? If it were on the other side of the pool, I would have a slightly different recommendation. But it's hard to sit there when it's that close to, and I may not, but it's hard to sit there that close to a septic system, and that's just it's problematic, right?
It would be fair to say that well by itself is breaking rules.
Correct. Correct. The existence of the well is breaking rules.
The proximity to the septic
Is a
system
second rule.
is someone else's rule
Correct.
in addition to ours. So it's compounding the concern.
Well, our rules do also say that all wells have to be compliant with TDLR rules. So it is a second
It's compounding.
violation of our rules too.
It's compounding.
Right. It's compounding. It's correct.
Is there a time frame that you'd recommend, Doug? 90 days?
Yeah. I
And
mean, we can give them 90 days and readdress the issue at the
we
board.
give them till December 31st, 2025 to resolve this issue
Right.
and plug the well.
And
I'm sorry, did you say December?
yes.
Yes.
And I was going to make an observation. You've obviously already got a storage tank there. As far as taking care of your lawn for your husband, it would not be very, if you have rain gutters on your house, you probably can divert that water over to that tank and accomplish the same thing.
Right.
Make a rainwater recapture system out of it.
Sure, yeah.
But yeah, I'm okay with giving them to the end of the year
Essentially 6 months.
right,
Yeah.
to try to figure out a solution and
But at that time, the well needs to be plugged.
Right.
The problem needs to be eliminated, not necessarily plugged.
That well needs to be.
It needs to be decommissioned in a way in line with the findings of the district.
Yeah, but there are possible.
They could potentially convert that into a French drain.
Yeah, there's possible solutions other than plugging.
If they do another solution, what do they have to do with the water?
I don't know. I'm just saying there's.
Can they irrigate with another solution?
It's possible there are other solutions in lieu of plugging. That's all I'm saying.
So, Doug, that's a good point. If they do the French drain, are they allowed to use the water out of it to irrigate with?
Right. I mean, I think that's a possibility. So what I would like is to give them an opportunity to try to find another solution, to work with me to find another solution, and with the possibility that the matter be brought back to you guys for a final. If it's not something that I'm just completely warm and fuzzy with, that we come back to you guys for a final decision at a later date.
So, Doug, if it was a situation where we would table this for 3 months and it was still an outstanding issue, we could take action at that time.
Correct.
If it's been resolved or there's a path forward that
right. you
find acceptable, we wouldn't have to take it back up at that time.
Right. Correct. So I don't know the exact terminology for that. You could choose to table it, or you could just offer a motion to work with the general manager to, and Brian, correct me if this language doesn't sound good. You could motion to work with the general manager to find a solution that is agreeable to the district within the next 3 months. If one is not found, then the matter can be placed back on the board agenda for further consideration.
I'll second that motion.
You don't get to make the second.
Potential violations of district rules.
Correct. Correct. For
board, understand what he just said.
Yeah.
One of you guys want to set us to motion?
Well, we're still going to come back to an impasse because the water that's being dewatered is still going to be the same water regardless of the system that takes it out.
Hey, Jared, let me work with him, man.
Okay.
I move that this party work with the general manager have until the end of September to look at possible solutions to this problem, and that we table it until that point where we can make a decision at the end of September's meeting.
October meeting.
October meeting is a good time.
That's the motion. I'll second it.
Okay.
That's the motion.
We already had an attorney second it.
He doesn't get to vote. And do you have that? Okay. If not, this is your chance to get him to reword things.
Well, I'm trying to take my notes here. And again, you know, trying to follow all the language, I want to make sure I understand properly. And will it be something, I know it'll be captured in the minutes, but I'm not sure when those are available or what is the formal process for kind of getting the recommendation in writing back to me.
No, I'll reach out to you. Basically, what the motion is we got until the end of September to try to find a solution that we can all live with. And then we put it back on the agenda in October, right?
Yes.
And then it'll be decided at that time as someone, I'm not sure who it was. I'm sorry. It's difficult to see with the way the screen is laid out. And then it'll be decided then what can happen with the water if we can find an alternate solution.
We would like to be able to move forward where you and Doug, your husband and you, working with Doug, can find a solution that's amenable to everyone.
Right.
We as a district need the well to stop. There may be ways that can happen that does not structurally imperil your pool or your drive.
Right.
And Doug's going to strive to help you guys find that
right.
in such a way that the well is no longer operating as a well.
Right. And so, April, just to be clear, you know, rather than getting in specifics here, they're basically authorizing me and directing me to work with you to find something that we can both live with.
But if come October meeting, this hasn't been resolved or something hasn't been agreed to, we'll bring it back up and revisit this like we are tonight.
Right. But I think we can come to a solution.
Sure. And that solution has to keep the structure of the pool in our home intact.
Right.
I want to make sure that that's...
So that's a conversation for us to have, right?
Okay. No, yes, absolutely. But I just feel the need to verbalize that again, because that is our biggest concern. You know, the grass can die. That's fine. My husband may not be happy with that, but we need the structure of the pool in our home to be safe.
Right. All things will be considered when we start working on this.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything else from board on this one? If not, I have motion to second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
I started to vote no just for the hell of it.
Item 8A, well ID 10405, owned by CC Capital Holdings LLC in Parker County. Doug?
Yep, give me 1 second. So we talked about this one. Do you want my recommendation?
Is there anybody online on this one?
Nope.
What is the general manager's recommendation?
My recommendation is that we give them 60, 90 days.
90 days.
To either plug the well or bring the well into compliance with district rules, preferably by shifting the lot line. Bring the well within compliance with district and TDLR rules within 60 or 90 days. Failure to do so would then direct myself and direct and authorize myself and our legal counsel to take any necessary action to remedy the situation.
I've got some notes here.
In a nutshell.
Let me see if I can summarize.
Yep.
Brand. Recommendation. Chair to entertain a motion to authorize the general manager to make a settlement offer to Mr. Christian in lieu of litigation to include a first major violation of district rules related to Rule 4.3E, a $1,000 penalty fee associated with the first major violation, requirement to plug well ID 10405 or bring into compliance with district and TDLR rules within 90 days, and authorize the general manager or legal counsel to take appropriate legal actions deemed necessary to enforce district rules after that date. If not
complied with.
If not complied with within 90 days.
Yep.
Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And Ann, if you want to get with me afterwards, I'll help clean that up. Chair to entertain a motion. Motion by Director Berkeley. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Director Nave. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Management report on administrative and operational issues. Police General Manager's report on delinquent customers of the district and take necessary action for collection of delinquent fees, report on education and outreach activities, report on injection well applications filed with the Railroad Commission, and well registration and groundwater production reports. Doug, anything in there of note?
Yeah, I don't think I put it in my report, but Blaine's leaving.
Yes.
Yeah. He's going to work with Kim Lee Horn. He'll be their first groundwater person. So we're happy for him. We hate to see him go, but we're happy for him. Legislative session, Brian can update you on that. I wrote some stuff in there. Everything else going pretty well. It's been busy.
No delinquent customers to be addressed?
No, we're good. Oh, no, that's not yet. Oh, yeah, we got interns. Clay and Annabelle. We have one other, Brandon, who left. I guess he lives in Stephenville, so he drove a little bit farther away.
And Annabelle's first-class horse lady.
Yeah, apparently Mike thinks quite a bit of Annabelle's horse ladyship.
Mm-hmm.
And they have been out in the field because I went out to do a photo assignment for my job and ran across four people from down here, including three interns. And I had positive reports from the people who were running the project. It was a history mystery camp at our museum.
I got a thank you.
Very complimentary.
Note.
And They also enjoy the fact that they said, when we come back next year, we'll bring the trailer. So put the trailer on for this week in June next year.
Yeah, no, they've been great. We got three really good interns. We've always had some good interns, but it's interesting this year, all three of them are studying, GIS. So it's been helpful. They're working on some maps for us. They've done some other projects. Hey, they put together my PowerPoint for tonight. So it's been a busy week. And usually I make Jay do it, but Jay's been busy. So they're doing a great job. They both go to Texas Tech. Annabelle just is finishing up her master's degree, and Clay is finished. Have you finished now? I mean, he'll be finishing his undergrad. Yep. And then Brandon is at Tarleton. He's an undergrad at Tarleton, finishing up his. I think he's finished too, or finishing.
I can't believe you went west of the Brazos River.
You know, I mean, historically it's been Tarleton, UNT. We've had Weatherford College, but I think Mike had met Annabelle and he said, hey, there's internship up here. She sent in her application. She just blew the interview out of the park. And then I guess she shared it with Clay, and Clay came in and he had a really nice, really good interview. And so here they are. So, I mean, you know what they say, right? If you can't get your grades up, get your guns up.
River Basin.
Now, I've had some of my best friends went to Texas Tech, so I'm cool.
I like that.
Do we have any budget amendments this week?
We do not, but we will next month.
Okay. General Counsel's report, Brian.
Yes, sir.
Steve.
Well, Doug noted in his GM's report, if you read it, that we had a really water-heavy legislative session. And by God, we really did. I've never been so dang busy in my life as I was from March to June. The big news coming out of the legislature, that because y'all are water district board members, people may ask you, is the water financing piece of it that Senator Perry pushed so hard for. It's going to be on the November constitutional amendment ballot election. But the legislature appropriated for the current biennium an additional, just for historic records, we fought years and years getting $50 million appropriated to the Water Development Board that it can use to leverage, to buy down interest rates for political subdivisions. $100 million there, $50 million there. We finally got $1 billion. And then this session, they put an additional $1.75 billion in this current biennium, plus the constitutional amendment will make a dedicated revenue stream of $1 billion a year outside of the appropriations process for the Water Development Board's use over the next 20 years. So it's an amazing amount of money in that they finally prioritized water the way they did, like they have in the past with transportation and some other issues. But interestingly, you know, it's not enough for what's needed in the state water plan and water infrastructure repair. But it's a big thing. Voters have traditionally supported constitutional amendments like this for water-related purposes, but it's not a given. So get your folks to turn out. We can't cut them back off groundwater as growth continues if there's not other infrastructure and supplies coming out here into the district to give folks an alternative. So that's important.
As Brian, if I may, as I've said about 30 times in the last week, the most impactful thing that can happen to conserve groundwater is surface water becoming available.
Absolutely. We had a bunch of Chapter 36 bills. Some of those, I think, that are really noteworthy are the legislature really getting serious with folks implementing, when I say folks, investor-owned utilities, implementing their drought contingency plans, making clear that they have that authority, making clear that they're required to include it in their TUC, PUC-approved tariff. along with what their enforcement procedures are going to be, and requiring them to enforce. You'll recall we had some discussions over the interim with some of the IOUs saying, well, we don't have the authority that governmental public water systems have to issue fines, impose rules, government regulations. So they clearly have that authority now. Something else that I thought was big was the legislature passed a bill getting very serious about leaky pipes. It applies, this bill applies only to municipally owned utilities with 150,000 connections or more. I think there's something like six or seven of those in the state, big cities. But it requires them not only to do their water loss audits, but to come up if their water loss exceeds the thresholds that are set by the Water Development Board for their type of system, to come up with water mitigation plans. And it requires TCEQ to impose big $25,000 penalties on them for failure to get their mitigation plan together and to start implementing it. So becoming more and more serious. Bunch of little Chapter 36 cleanup bills. I think another important one is that it's going to require all of the districts in each groundwater management area to talk about how they are or are not achieving the DFCs, and to track how they're doing that, which may be as simple as, comparing your pumpage estimates to the GAM. But because the 50-year DFC is always 50 years away, looking at interim values on here's where we'd like to see it in 10 years. And just to talk about, because a lot of districts like you and a couple of your neighbors are doing a really good job at trying to address high growth on groundwater. That can't be said for all the groundwater districts in the state. The civil penalties bill, as you know, the current maximum penalty that a groundwater district can assess for a violation of district rules is $10,000. That was jacked up to $25,000, and also puts in statutes what the board and what a district court judge in imposing a civil penalty would consider. And it's kind of the things that are kind of captured in your enforcement policy. Well, is this your first violation? How serious was it? What are the impacts to others? It also allows investor-owned utilities to recover if they can demonstrate to a court that they implemented their drought contingency plans as approved by TCEQ, but they had customers violating those plans, and those customers' continued overuse of water, whether it's water and lawns or whatever, caused them to violate the rules, that the court can allow the utility to recover the civil penalties through a customer or a customer class that's responsible for them over pumping. And so anyway, multiple angles, there's, and Doug listed most of them, but a whole lot of good cleanup for Chapter 36. The one that got away from us from a statewide perspective was the GAC cleanup bill. And I don't think it was because of the merits of the bill. It was politics. And I think we'll, have to plan to take another shot at that one next time. There is talk of adding groundwater to the special session call that the governor's called for next month. I'm not sure that that'll come to fruition, but this big project over in Angelina County, big groundwater export project, has got the attention of all the East Texas legislators, one of whom is the chairman of the Natural Resources Committee, and he's talking to the governor about adding it to the call. But groundwater exports might come up during the special session. The other big thing that happened since outside of the legislative process, once we last met, we had you recall we've been working on groundwater disclosures to be included in all of the Texas Real Estate Commission form contracts. That thing is almost through the Broker's Lawyers Committee. And they had something unrelated to our changes in the disclosures that they're going to go back and meet in July on. But I think in August, that'll go to the full Railroad Commission for adoption. And then all of our questions, you know, and it's really my experiences with you guys and a couple of my other districts that led to all the questions that we put in there, because it's all the problem situations we get. And we've talked about it before. Are you getting water from another property? Is there a shared water well? Have you severed your groundwater rights? Have you leased your groundwater rights? You know, all these questions. And in every single form, you're going to have to fill out this detailed addendum on groundwater and surface water. That's going to be a TREC promulgated addendum. Unless you can answer on every single type of TREC contract, unimproved lot, residential, farm and ranch, all of them, you're going to have to answer. There's no water well on the property. Haven't severed any of my groundwater rights or leased them in any way. The only source of supply from the property is this public water system right here that you have to name. And if you can't do that, you got to go fill out the detailed addendum, which should help immensely in heading off some of the problems we get in real estate transactions that lead folks into our enforcement path. So I fully expect that to go before the full real estate commission and be adopted and be effective probably by the end of the year. So that'll be great going forward. And you guys deserve a pat on the back for really helping to get that done. That's all I had for my report. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Brian, Wise County's regional water district didn't pass.
Yeah, sorry, I meant to mention that one. Go ahead.
That did not pass?
No.
That did not pass despite a lot of effort by Doug and me and Senator Parker and all of the city members. You know, they got into a situation where the new state representative who was carrying the bill was one of the procedural assassins, and there's just two or three out of 150 House members who decided that their game plan was just to shut down the House, kill the entire local calendar here and there. And the members wanted retribution when his first bill came to the House floor, which was that Wise County bill. They were also struggling to the municipal utility districts up there in Wise County wanted representation and wanted access to that water. And there were some struggles on that, but
we settled that one though.
Yeah. I think they solved that, but they couldn't solve the fact that, the author of the bill had killed, pretty much everybody else on the House floor's bills, their local bills from their local calendar. And that couldn't be overcome.
Nope.
I'm sure they'll forget about it by next session. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely they will.
Also, the two-thirds, the bill for two-thirds passing of bonds, that didn't pass, did it?
No.
There was a movement to have all public bonds have to require a two-thirds passing.
Right.
Yeah, there's some other changes, you know, and what we're going to send – By next month, y'all have our final reports after the governor's veto deadline, which was just this Sunday. We have the final reports. There's other, you know, Open Meetings Act stuff. It has to be 3 business days now instead of 72 hours. That impacts some folks. It doesn't impact y'all as much, but some transparency bills out there. But nothing too striking. As we reported earlier, except for the GAC bill and the Wise County bill, pretty much everything that needed to pass passed and all the bad stuff didn't.
Right.
It was a good session.
Thank you, sir.
And Doug did a great job. He drove back and forth to Austin to come testify and help out, not only in his role as y'all's manager, but as the legislative chair at TAG, and did a great job. So. Hey, made Brian, my life.
Forgive me, I was kind of daydreaming. Did you say at the first of your little spiel? Did you say at the first of your little spiel that there was going to be a constitutional amendment with water funding?
Yes.
That's okay.
We need to make sure folks understand that and support it.
To have access to that money, does your project have to be implemented into the state water plan?
No, not necessarily.
No,
not necessarily, because there's the Water Development Board has multiple buckets, right? Multiple programs. The SWIFT fund, yes. Everything else, it basically has to be consistent with the plan, which is a huge stretch of what it could be. And this money is going in, splitting up, and it's, I think they're created the new water fund or whatever it's called. So the answer is not necessarily.
Okay.
You may recall from our previous discussions that the big battle on the financing was not whether we needed it and how much we needed. Well, that was kind of a little battle, but it was really the difference between the House and the Senate on Senator Perry wanting it all to go to quote unquote new water.
New water.
The House wanting maximum flexibility because the Water Development Board has so many different programs, some of which often have extra funding and are undersubscribed, and many of which are oversubscribed without sufficient funding.
Correct.
And the House pretty much won that battle in the end. 50% of the money will be split between the Texas Water Fund, which is just an umbrella for all of their funds, and SWIFT and between SWIFT and the New Water Fund,
right.
and 50% in the Texas Water Fund, which right. is anyway. So there's a portion of it, basically a quarter that's kind of dedicated to new water, another quarter that's for that would fall into the category of what you just said, Jared, in the SWIFT program. But a full half of the money is for all the other stuff, you know, fixing leaky pipes, wastewater treatment plants, flooding. Water treatment plants, infrastructure, all those things. So the one thing that you can't use those funds for that came out of that, you can't use them to transfer fresh groundwater, to build pipelines to transfer fresh groundwater from one part of the state to another.
Trinity and Natchez.
Right.
Yep.
Thank you, Council.
Yep.
Our next meeting is July 17th here at the Groundwater District. If you have something needs on the agenda, obviously let Doug or myself know. You have something else, you've got your finger up.
We need to move the August meeting.
Well, I guess we'll take up that next meeting because it's not on the agenda for this one.
I think you can move it. I don't think it takes action, but yes. I just want to let you guys know we need to move the August meeting.
Okay.
To win.
Up or down?
Either one.
To where, Doug?
Right now, we're scheduled on the last day of the Groundwater Summit.
Oh, yeah.
If we could, I got another board meeting on the 14th. So if we could pull it to the 28th instead of the 14th, that'd be handy.
Do we know?
What? On what, the 28th? We can make it work.
What?
Kyle can take notes. We'll make sure it's a really small. We
27th. I won't be here.
We'll work on it, but I just want to let you guys know we need to move that date.
And I'm going to say that's going to be on the agenda for July for us to consider that and settle that.
Okay.
How's that?
Perfect.
That work?
Perfect.
The TIF of May that week.
So our meeting is adjourned at 7:50.
It'll be worth my time.
I am.
Yeah, and I think staying on that bill to help her.